This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Andrew Chamberlain was talking there about data, the data that companies have on us that they really want to protect. And we have all heard so much about it, right? Big data this, big data that, and how it can predict our consumer behavior. Fine. But if big data is so smart, how come we keep seeing ads for the same stuff over and over and over again, even after we've bought it? Marketplace's Sally Herships explains.
Before we get started, let's take a look at how this big data stuff works. Say you're online shopping for rain boots.
Rain boots.
Rain boots. I went on to Amazon.
And on Zappos.
And Target, then started looking at boots.
Oh, those are kind of cute. They come in pink.
And sure enough, when I pull up my Facebook feed a few minutes later,
what do I see? Boom, an ad for rain boots.
What's happening here is thanks to cookies, tiny text files that websites deposit on your computer and use to keep track of how many times you visit a site or what you were searching for. All those teensy pieces of information about all of us added up together equal big data. Retailers know what you, specifically, are interested in, like rain boots, and also what people like you are interested in. Maybe customers shopping for boots will also buy an umbrella or tomato soup. But stay with me. I know data may sound boring.
It's kind of a deal killer at cocktail parties.
Eric Siegel would know. He has the data on big data. He's the author of Predictive Analytics, the power to predict who will click, buy, lie, or die. He says data about us can be powerful. It can even figure out when we are going to die.
So, I mean, anybody can go to death-clock.org and, see your expected exact date.
Oh, my God.
Of departure.
Oh, my God. It can also predict less scary stuff.
Such as whether you're going to click on an ad, whether you're going to commit an act of fraud, whether you're going to turn out to be a poor risk for a credit card.
And how likely you are to buy that pair of boots. But Siegel says big data is not a crystal ball. The data itself doesn't have a brain. Instead, what matters is how intelligently retailers use it. And most of the time, they're still trying to figure that out.
I mean, you can think of big data as sort of a class of 15-year-olds. And some of them are super mature kind of prodigies, and they're doing extraordinarily well.
The rest of them are your standard 15-year-olds who have a ton of potential, but they're still rough around the edges.
So they may be doing things pretty effectively in order to, like, get the grade, but it's still, you know, kind of clumsy. It's kind of embarrassing. You know, it's kind of shameless.
Like when advertisers use data to bombard you with ads for things you've already searched for and even already bought. Nick Stultz is with MarketShare, a marketing and analytics company.
If you've been to any website and thought about doing anything, you've probably been chased around for a number of days with impressions from all over the place.
When he says impressions, Stultz is talking about ads. And he says one reason we see all these repeat ads is because if you buy something from company A, company B doesn't know. So it keeps showing you ads because it wants your business. Here's the thing. It may not always seem like it, but Stultz says retailers are trying to show us what they think we want to see. Imagine the web without big data. To see what that was like, Stultz opened up the webpage for Gilt.com, the high-end retail store.
So I am an anonymous user that shows up to the Gilt website, and because I'm an anonymous user, we're laughing because an ad for Spanx with a female model came up, right?
So. I feel like, do you need Spanx?
So for retailers, the options are A, showing us random ads for things we may have no interest in, or B, sending us too many ads for things we may have already bought. Most of the time, retailers go with choice B. Eric Siegel says they are doing that for a reason.
Exactly. So you are going to be annoyed, and your neighbor's going to be annoyed, and your friends and cousins and everybody's going to be annoyed, except for this one person who lives down the street, and they're going to actually buy it, and the company doesn't lose much by being annoying.
That's because those online ads, a lot of them are really cheap. And so just enough of the time, they work. Companies will make a profit. After all, there are a lot of women out there who want a pair of Spanx. And men, too. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.